Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to a very relaxed episode of Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Are we relaxed?
I mean relaxed as in exhausted.
Right.
Sorry, yes. I confused exhausted with relaxed.
Yeah, you made it sound like a spa. You did your spa voice.
I think I'd be nice in a spa.
Come on into the spa.
I don't know about you, but I am knackered.
Yeah.
I'm just cream crackered.
To our life, man. Now, again, I hate to be the martyr here.
What?
But all those times when I was on tour and you were at home with the kids and I said, I'm tired of it. And you were, how can you be tired? You're in a hotel and you're getting up at 10.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think I might pass out. Did you just apologize?
I did. I mean, in my defense, your tours were nowhere near as big venues as ours.
Excuse me, in my tours, I talk and perform non-stop for sometimes up to an hour and a half. So, literally, and then
you've had your apology,
and then I have multiple beers and loads of junk food afterwards, and that takes a toll.
That's what's killing us. It's the eating late at night. I've piled on the beef because we just eat after the gig, and it's hard to eat anything healthy because it's impossible to eat healthy.
I'm on the
crisp sandwiches after the gig, and you're on full pizzas, just monkey.
I'm not on full pizzas. I had a sandwich the other
You've had
Sometimes
loads. You've had a pizza every night, man. I've had literally
No, I've had literally one pizza this week. How dare you?
So we're just a bit tired, but it's all good. We've got seven left. So we'll be back to normal pretty soon.
As this goes out, there's actually only four left.
Two of them are home turf as well.
Yeah, we're recording this on the 6th of December, so we've got Manchester tonight. Big love to anyone who came to that. I'm talking about in the past.
Don't do that. I can't live like that.
Made myself sad. Yeah, and then we've got Nottingham, then Sheffield, and then next week is Birmingham, Liverpool, two Newcastles. Booyah.
Still a handful of tickets.
For Liverpool and Birmingham.
Can't promise that they're any good.
Yeah, Newcastle. Don't say stuff like that.
Nah, they're shite. They're in the corner. But we've got big screens, so you'll be able to see them.
Yeah, the atmosphere is nice.
Just come.
The atmosphere is lovely. It's just looking out and seeing everyone smiling and stuff. It's really, really good fun.
It's been mint, but this is a podcast, so we're not going to talk about the tour too much. We just know that I'm a tired little bear.
Tired little bear. So, without further ado, let's tell everyone what episode it is. It's episode 247, which I quite like. It's episode 24/7, and it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
This week's sponsor is
a new business venture that I've done myself. I put all the money up myself. I'm doing this myself. I'm going to take it out into the world. Genuinely can't remember if this has been a sponsor or not. I fuck knows. But I am starting, much like people do your driving lessons and you learn how to drive. I'm starting social walking lessons just for people who don't know how to walk, what speed to walk at, where to stand, or what to do in certain situations.
I don't think people have got any
spatial awareness. Rosie, spatial awareness is the first part of my course.
Oh, wow. Is that lesson one?
First lesson, spatial awareness. Yeah. Guess what, dickhead? Don't stand at the bottom of the escalators and chat.
Guess what? Don't stand
in the doorway and chat.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Them.
Don't get out of the airport security bit and just fucking stand there like a dick.
Hate
you know,
them.
Don't dawdle. Don't stand right up someone's arse, which we covered in a previous podcast. It's the dawdling. I can't bear. It's the inner thing of like, somewhere, like we're in an airport recently, and you've got the sort of, you know, you've got the path that goes through the duty free that stinks of every perfume on earth, right?
Yes.
On that path, fucking get fucking moving, mate, right? One foot in front of the other, right? You want to dawdle, you want to look at the perfumes, step off the path. There's literally, step off that path into one of the aisles, Take as much fucking time as you want. You might be at the airport early. Take your time.
I've got to get off say that you're path. Not going to like. Do you want to hear it?
This is me waiting. This is me waiting with bated
breath.
Okay,
so the problem is, you're taking this from the last couple of times we've been at the airport, which was work-related. So we're in work mode.
Mm.
These people, other people who are dawdling, are in holiday mode. It's a very different mode. They've left the 9-to-5. They've left the job. They've got a week of dawdling ahead of them.
What makes you think you can come in and apply logic and common sense to my barefaced, angry argument here?
So I'm just that kind of dickhead.
Right. Don't do it again.
Right.
Because that was offensive.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be United Frontier.
I am United. I'm just trying to stick up for people a little bit. But I hate dawdlers.
Yeah.
I walk fast everywhere, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing. I'm a really fast walker.
Even with your little tiny little legs.
Even with my little tiny legs.
Little trotters.
Yeah, my mum. I got it from my mum.
Yeah.
My mum's a fast walker.
Yeah.
But my mum's. Oh, we used to go walking all the time, right? Mm-hmm. She's got this thing. She always has to be like a couple of inches ahead of us. And it's as if like she's like, I'm a better walker than you.
I'd love to see you and her having a silent, passive-aggressive race.
I don't race her back because I just think, crack on. If that's your way to cope with getting old, then that's you. You walk a little inches ahead.
So I hate people, and I know this isn't their fault, but I hate people who walk at just the right speed to be irritating. So they're too slow for me to walk behind, but they're slightly too fast for me to overtake without breaking into a run.
Yeah.
Hate them.
What about people on their phone crossing the road?
Phone crossing the road, unbelievable. Phone walking towards you, unbelievable. Like I said, classic. Back in the day, I saw a guy walking through Oxford City Centre reading a book, walked into a lamppost.
Dick.
One of the best days of my
Dick.
Life.
Reading a book.
Literally turning really suddenly out of a dawdle. Fucks me right off as well. It's basically like turning a car without indicating. Someone's just walking in front of you and you go to go around them and they're just, we're going to go left now. Well, you didn't tell us we're going to go left.
Has this happened to you recently?
Yeah, very recently. Okay. It was the other day when I wrote it down. I was in Dunelm and someone was in front of us and I bought a new ironing board, and I wanted to fucking clatter them across the head with the ironing board. I was so angry.
You got to go to Dunelm. I had to work.
Bloody magic in there.
Love Dunelm.
Bloody magic in there. At one point, I just had the ironing board and I put it down. I took Rafe with us. So I put the ironing board down like a ramp and he sort of stood on the little bottom bit and held on the sides and I just dragged him around the shop in it. Great day.
On the ironing board?
It was a very quiet day.
Oh, God.
Until that one person stood in front of us. You see, do you see the hypocrisy in me? I'm kicking off because someone was taking too slow and then I'm skidding a kid around the whole shop on an ironing board. But
horrendous.
You know, this is
egg cups.
What?
Oh, just need to write something down.
Egg cups.
I want to get the Baines personalised egg cups for Christmas. And if I don't write it down, sorry everyone, I'll forget. So
just if you think that celebrity mom, Rosie Ramsey, spoils our children at Christmas, egg cups.
Personalised?
Oh, sorry.
Personalised? What? I've seen them not on the high street, but I haven't ordered them yet.
Great.
I am not ready for Christmas,
get
everybody.
Them before this goes out or every fucker's going to buy them and they're going to be out of stock. You need to buy them before Friday because people heard that. Do you have any idea how crazy our listeners go for eggs? Because I do.
Our bins are currently really enjoying Dippy Egg and Soldiers and I'm all about it because I'm like, hello, easy tea. Hello, easy life. What, you having Dippy Egg and Soldiers? Yes, sir. I'll do that for you straight away. 6 minutes, bish, bash, but five.
I saw an air fryer trick the other day where someone puts the two eggs whole in the air fryer.
Them.
Unbelievable.
You're never going to do it, though.
No, of course I'm not. I'm never going to do it. But it just looked so strange, just putting two eggs in their shells in an air fryer. And then you pulled your tongue out and put them in a little bowl of ice.
I've seen one where they did it, where they did that. And they also made a crumpet with cheese and chorizo on.
Don't like chorizo.
Neither do I, actually.
Get it out of your face.
Oily, I could.
Rubbery. Get it in the
bin. I really don't like chorizo. It's awful. Weird, isn't it? And I love food and I love
absolutely
sausages and that.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, I find it and it's like spicy and
it's spicy. It's the wrong kind of spice. It's like sharp spice.
Yes.
It's Herdy oily spice. It's oily as a motherfucker. You ever get on a pizza, you pick your slice up, you've just got a red waterfall
awful.
Coming off your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so chewy. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
They ruin nice foods. Some restaurants,
yeah.
I look on the pasta and I go, look at that. Oh, king prawn. Get in the bin.
Yeah, chorizo.
Ruined it.
A lot of paella has chorizo in.
I know.
Get it off us now. Horrible.
I'm starving.
Oh. We'll do the jingle. I'm going to quickly go and burn down a chorizo factory and then we'll come back and we'll do the podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba.
Jingle.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Now, just to let you know, we are in the hottest room in the world because Chris left the heater on overnight.
Yeah, right.
Which could have burnt the house down.
Right, okay. So well, first of all,
it's boiling.
100% true. We've just had to have the windows open, which I feel so bad. Captain Planet over here trying to recycle.
Oh, mate.
I run around turning lamps off and everything, and I'm
you've
really
annoyed.
You've
took 12 minutes off somebody's life somewhere.
Somebody or the Earth.
The Earth, which right. will affect all of us.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. just notice you haven't got a clue what you're talking about. We'll move on. Basically, this whole thing comes from you just on a whim deciding when or whether or not you want to do the podcast. So yesterday, should we do it? No, we'll not do it. I will do it. Go and put the phone. Oh, no, we'll not do it. So I just have to be, I'm on the starting blocks.
Okay.
Wait a second. So you said, we'll do it. Go and put the heaters on because it's cold and we don't have the heat.
Then we had an argument. Right? So we didn't do it.
Yeah. No. I put the heaters on after that argument when you said, okay, let's do it. So I went up and I put the things on.
I was still mad.
Right. Well, you shouldn't have said, let's do it. So you said, put the heaters on. So I put the heaters on and then I forgot. So it is half your fault as well. So there you go.
I won't take that.
So 6 minutes each we've took off the life of the Earth. Now, I did say a couple of things I need to clear up from the intro. First of all, I do believe it's pronounced chorizo, but you know, you're in my opinion, you're a bit of a dick if you just throw
if someone says chorizo to me. I wouldn't enjoy that at all.
It's like I know chorizo is like so wrong, the same as like jalapenos is wrong, but. If I think we've talked about this before, if someone's just randomly like, oh, do you want a 10-inch margarita? Yeah. And do you want jalapenos on it? You'd go, sorry? What happened there? You go, just checking on your 10-inch margarita, stuffed crust, yeah. And do you want jalapenos?
Yeah.
You'd go, right, why have you gone full Spanish on that word? So that's why, because chorizo, you know, it means
chorizo.
You have to do the chorizo. So you don't have to do that. And also, believe it or not, I didn't go and burn down a chorizo.
How do you say croissant?
Croissant.
Oh.
Got no croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant. Is it croissant?
Don't know.
Oh, God. Anyway, I didn't go and burn down a chorizo factory. I actually went and took some first offence.
Oh, so, I know. The illnesses are coming in thick and fast. Our kids just cough on us all the time. And I think in normal situations, I wouldn't be that bothered. But because we're on tour, every time they cough, I physically push them away.
Oh, well.
And I feel terrible about it. But I'm like, I cannot afford to be ill right now.
100%. I was brushing Rafe's teeth this morning and I went open wide, and when he opened wide, he just coughed and spit, snot and toothpaste went all over my face.
Oh no.
And then last night I was putting the Christmas tree up with Rafe and Robin, and he was going to, Rafe kept coughing, and I'm trying to tell him to cough into your, a vampire, cough into your thing.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad have been telling him to cough into his hand because they don't know the new thing of don't cough into your hand because the germs are then on your hand.
Okay.
So he was arguing. I forgot to tell you this. He was arguing, standing at the top of the stairs. I was going, coughing, yeah. He's going, no, Nana Gannibal said cough in hand. And he's going, look. And he's going, eh. And he's like doing fake coughing in his hand. And I'm like, oh, Christ. So then I pick him up and he's like rubbing his hand on my face. I'm like, oh, this is excellent. And just as I went and had my first offence there, I just had a little flashback, a little conversation we had, Rosie, just before we started the podcast today.
What?
I said, you were on your phone, so you only half heard. What I was saying. I imagine you didn't hear the first bit. So the first bit I said...
At the minute, not going to lie, we're seeing a lot of each other. I'm zoning in and out, Chris. Saving it for the show.
Understandable.
I save it for the show.
Understandable.
Or you will get my full attention. Now, you get me full attention. Okay. Today, don't speak to us. Spend the day apart. We'll sit next to each other, but not
understandable.
There. Yeah. And then tonight on the show, come 8 o'clock, me and you. Yep. Back on
meet
it.
Again.
Yeah.
Great. So I said...
What did you say?
My exact words were... I feel really, I think I've got a cold coming on. Look at these dark circles under my eyes. You didn't hear the first bit. You heard, look at these dark circles under my eyes.
I did, yeah.
And you just went, yeah, you're getting old.
Yeah, we are.
And I went, sorry, no, they weren't here yesterday. These dark circles weren't here yesterday. They're here today because I've got a cold. You went, all right, yeah. But it was just the immediate, yeah, you're getting old.
We are getting old.
Yeah, everyone's getting old. But it was just unnecessary.
Why?
Because the dark circles weren't there yesterday. You think I've aged overnight? Eh?
We should put some tan on. That's what I wish.
You should put some tan on. Actually, no, I don't, because you spend your whole fucking life putting tan on.
Oh, I know, it's a bit in my life.
Putting tan on.
But I think you should put some tan on. You do look a bit pale.
That's my natural colour. I'm not a liar.
It's horrible. It's disgusting.
I'm not a liar.
I'm not a cheater.
I'm not putting fake tan on.
Look like a ghost.
Listen, if I wasn't going to put tan on Strictly, I'm not going to put it on for walking around the house. Mm-hmm. Joking, aren't you? Stick a bit of makeup on. Eh? I've got a look at you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Just to let you know, we have given in. We have succumbed to the little elf That's naughty overnight.
Yeah.
It's took 8 years, mm-hmm. And we've given in because... So just to, I'm sure we've said before, we got this elf that's in the Christmas decorations. Somebody bought it for Robin years ago. It's not the elf on the shelf.
Warning, if you're listening, if there's any, I mean, there shouldn't be any kids listening now. Kids. But just in case, you know, worse than swearing is what we're about to talk about for children.
Right, so okay then. Give it a minute.
Turn it off.
Yeah. There's this elf that's in the decorations box. I don't know where he came from. Maybe Santa, but someone bought it for Robin years ago.
Yeah.
And every year he kind of comes out and we just move him from place to place. He doesn't do anything. We just kind of move him from the tree and then next day he moves somewhere else. Anyway, Robin, at school, all the kids have got Elf on the Shelf now. It's like a full thing now, right? It's like part of Christmas and whatever.
I mean, there's mad fuckers on Instagram shaving their head and saying that the elf did it.
I know, but you know what So to me, I was never a fan of the Elf on the Shelf. I just found it a bit too intense, right? But Robin's 8 now, and genuinely, I don't think he's going to believe in the big fella much longer.
I reckon at the most we've got to this year and next year.
Fully blown belief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his little face, when the elf turned up.
So good.
And he was like talking to him, and he was saying, is he going to do anything? And I just thought, we'll have to do this.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this. And he's been absolutely buzzing. So now... That's the thing.
That's it.
We'll do it now. But then I'm hoping once he doesn't believe, he'll do it for Rafe.
Yeah.
He can be the new person.
He'd
but
be new
it was really magical, actually. So we succumbed and I hate it. But we're there.
So big shout out to all of the parents out there. Elfing it up. Going up to bed, tucking yourself in, remembering you haven't done the elf and running back downstairs. We'll feel your pain.
Oh, and then we're away, so my mum's going to have to do it.
Oh, she's already got plans, man. Your mum.
She has
been
got
writing.
Plans.
She's been, honestly, she's, I think she's had a writer's room with some comedians. She's got some class ideas.
Who is this woman? Honestly. Where was this woman for my childhood? Seriously, where was this woman for my childhood? Because I don't recognise her. I don't recognise her, Chris.
Maybe if you were a faster walker, she would respect you more and do stuff for you.
She was miserable as sin when I was younger. Miserable. I said, every photo I've seen of you when I was a kid. Your face is like slapped arse.
That's because you couldn't redo photos.
No, I think she was stressed. Right. 3 kids, yeah. Working. A bit like, you know, bit like we are now. We're now in the full throes of life, yeah. And it's stressful. And I think my mum was just stressed. And
we got 3 kids.
2.
I just checking.
But now, as now that she is older and not as much responsibilities and blah, 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 she's buzzing. She's great. So are your mum and dad are the same.
Yeah.
They're absolutely, they're like fucking Mrs. and Mr. Claus all the time. Just buzzing. They make us look miserable as sin. That's fine. I've been thinking about having another baby, you know.
Fuck
am
you.
Am I mad?
Yeah, you're mad.
What's wrong with us?
No, you can get it. You can get in the bin. You can. Mm. You can get in the bin.
I've been thinking about it.
Nah.
I just feel like Rafe is just, he's like nearly 3 and he's just not a baby anymore at all. It's gone like that. Do you not think he is? Robin did not, because I didn't work with Robin. I was a full-time mom. So it dragged
no,
like
I
hell.
I don't think it has because.
Rafe is just, Chris.
I can't remember life before Rafe. Like, I can't remember life without him, should I say. I remember.
Can you not?
I can't imagine life without him, weirdly now. It's like he's always been here.
Well, you worked away a lot, that's why.
Maybe.
Oh, imagine if I had a little girl.
It's not happening.
I love a little girl.
It's not happening. Guys, we're going to have to go now. We're not. We're going to stay here. This is going to be the longest podcast ever because you're not getting anywhere near this todger.
No. I would really like a little girl. But you can't. You just can't. It doesn't happen, does it? Like last night. And I love them to bits when they were running around, fully naked, wouldn't put the pyjamas on, both just running around the full house, tiddlers everywhere, on the sofa. It was just so intense. And I know girls are like that, and I'm not trying, like, girls run around, I know. But I would just love a little bit of another female energy in the house.
Yeah. I'm sad for you that you don't have a girl, because obviously you're really close to your mum and dad, but boys are just
like... Is there any way that you can do it?
Nah.
Can you manufacture?
Nah. Don't think so. I mean, I think you can.
Can
I think you?
You
actually can, but I think
can
it's.
You?
I think it's one. I don't think it should be a thing. I'm not like a. It's against God and nature. I'm not like that, but I just think. Oh, hey, man, what are you fucking about with it for? And also, I don't want another kid.
I know.
Also, I think it's really expensive. I think it's like what super movie stars do. I think Kanye West did it to get a boy.
Right.
I think. I think.
I know. I think if I could be guaranteed a girl, I would, in a heartbeat, have another baby, but you can't
be guaranteed. You'd end up with another boy. 3 boys.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, what's wrong? Is it because I'm working too much and I'm really busy?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think it's because I just feel like
fix it right now because we're not having another kid. Guys, help us out here, man. I'm not having it. You told me yesterday about someone, friend of a friend or something, who had like 5 kids, and I was nearly sick just hearing the words 5 kids.
Yeah, I know.
When someone tells me they've got like, you know, I mean, I'm not even talking like them nutters on the telly who've got like 20-odd kids,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I know they're not nutters, but they are like, forget Saw, forget It, forget Hostel or The Babadook or any horror film.
Mm-hmm.
That is a horror film
that's
for me.
Yeah,
watching their house with 20-odd kids, that is full.
Do you remember the episode that will stay etched in my brain forever is when they went shopping and they had to buy like 9 loaves of bread.
Oh, God almighty.
And then he made breakfast and he used 25 eggs. I was like, what is happening?
It was get all them in the air fryer.
I know.
Yeah.
But okay. I know. I think it's just because we're out of that. We're out of the baby stage, which I find it so hard. I know some people love it, but
what are you talking about then?
Okay, but I find 0 to 2 really, really hard. But now he's 3 and he's delicious. He's not 3 yet. He's 3 in January. Yeah. He's just, he's perfect.
Yeah.
And Robin's a little bit older and he's great. And I'm perfect. Sorry, they're both perfect.
What's happened is you've hit a sweet spot, right?
I know.
But sweet spots don't last, especially not if you throw a fucking baby in the mix.
I know they don't, okay? But all I'm saying is I'm from a family of 3, mm-hmm. and I just think there's something wonderful about when you've got loads of kids, and then when the kids get older, you've got loads of, like, I just want to have loads of grandkids, and I want to have Christmas with loads of people and that, and, you know.
You're too old now. You've just told me you were getting old.
I'm not too old.
Far too old to knock a kid out of you. Honestly. You be absolute smack bang in the middle of the menopause next year.
No, I will not. I'm 37. Absolutely not. I've got another 10 years to the menopause.
Look at these dark bags under my eyes.
I know,
you
babe.
Are...
I'm just, okay, let's stop talking about it. Okay.
I'm winding you up.
You're right. I've just been thinking about it. Anyway.
God almighty.
No, I'm not.
Guys, someone, just do help. Help.
I think this is a stage of life. I think this is just a thing that happens. Because you have to make a decision, don't you? You have to... I'm just... It's because we're away. It's because we're away and I miss them like hell. But come, ask us again the end of January. And I'll go, fuck no. But right now, I'm just really missing the kids. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really missing the kids. Loving the tour. Loving doing the show. When I'm on stage, it's amazing. But... for a lot of it, I'm really struggling with being away.
Yeah. So I think it's the travelling and the staying away and stuff. If you click your fingers and be behind that curtain ready to walk on, and then you can walk off and walk back in the living room.
Oh, yeah. I could do that nearly every night.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's...
because you miss bedtime and bedtime's mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there we go.
Let's crack on.
Not having another kid, I will literally take a bread knife to me dick. It's not happening.
No.
Not even, I wouldn't even do it off. I would do it like lengthways from the tip down.
I don't need you.
Banana it.
To do it.
Yeah, you do. If you want 2 kids that bloody gorgeous and funny, yeah, you do. And athletic, let's not forget.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Obviously, it's important during this time of year, this season, as we get towards the end of the year, to remember and send our love and our prayers and our thoughts out to those who need it most at this time of year.
What's happening?
The bike guys... who can't go out on their bikes
because
the pavements and the roads are frozen and it's dangerous.
Wow.
Brothers, I'm with you.
Mm.
Big love, guys.
Who's running, by the way?
Fucking lunatics.
I've seen so many people running and I'm thinking,
I saw people running in the snow. I was like, do you not like your ankles?
Like, what the hell? Or your bum? Or your coccyx? Or your anything, really? Do you know what I mean? Slipping in, it's dangerous,
horrible,
man.
Yeah.
The snow's been nice though, hasn't it?
It was nice for a bit.
It is nice to get a bit of snow.
Your mom said to me this morning, she went, it's nice, the snow. It looks nice and that, but God, you can't get anything done. It slows everything down.
Oh, she hates the snow.
I'm glad it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's gone.
She hates the snow.
Oh, I thought it was lush, yeah. Like, lush.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
One thing I forgot to tell you, Rosie.
Oh, my God.
Our bin men have been on strike.
Yeah.
In
bin
our
people.
Local area. Bin
but
people,
not men.
The ones who do ours are literally men. I see them. I see their faces.
Yeah, they've been on strike.
Yeah,
which you know, I'm all for it, but you're really fucking up our bin schedule. I get strikes and I know why they're happening. But
listen, I don't want to.
What when?
Guys? I don't want to.
You're driving Chris mad.
I know, but I don't want to throw a spanner in the works here.
What?
And I don't want to, you know, make everything worse. But you know, bin people, you really want to make an impact. You hit that first week in January. That's when you're going to fuck everyone up. That's when the cues. That's when the cues for the tip.
Don't give them any ideas,
all
man.
All I'm saying is, you want to fight the man, you know, just before Christmas, absolutely pointless. Do it when everyone's got a shitload of boxes. Anyway,
you drive it. Literally, my husband, Christopher Ramsey. You're driving him insane.
Oh,
he's bent out every morning and he's devastated.
No, Rosie, I haven't been putting the bins out because this is what I've been trying to tell you. Mm. I phoned up the council.
Yeah.
Not kicking off, just to say, here, look, like, have I missed it? Uh-huh. I know they're trying to catch up. Because that's the thing, the strike, but then they've got to like play catch up and that. It must be a nightmare.
I know, all I get told by people whenever they're giving you more tip days or something.
Yeah, you get more tip days, yeah.
Well, sorry.
And I love the tip.
Don't pay me council tax, so I have to go at the fucking tip.
Right.
Oh, am I?
So this is how I didn't approach it when I phoned up.
Okay.
Because I understand, you know, that, you know, cost of living and all that, and I understand that if they want to strike, if they want to, you know, get more money, I get it. The same with the trains. It's fucking annoying when the trains strike, but I understand they're trying to get more money in.
I totally get it. Mm. But why is it always the people who actually pay their bills, i.e. us, that are suffering?
I mean, we weren't suffering. You know, I had to jump in the bins a couple of times and stamp them. I had to take some recycling. Your mum's.
Oh,
I wasn't suffering.
Oh, sorry, everyone. Chris has absolutely changed his tune. Misty, don't you fucking come on here pretending that you are not
livid with the fact that your bins aren't getting collected. All right. Did I phone up the council and kick off and give it that I pay me council tax? Absolutely not. But have I been every single day walking out and checking the bin and when it's not been empty, shouting cunt in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cunts, pricks, arseholes, fucking bastards. I've went through the lot, but I've never said it to anyone's face. I've got it out there on my own next to the bins. Have I kicked the bin a couple of times? Yeah, I've kicked the bin a couple of times. But listen, I'm not about to make a political fucking statement about it. All I'm saying is, right, this, you've come down the completely wrong side of my argument. I phoned up the council and I just said, look, what's the crack? And she basically sounded like she was reading from a sheet. Mm. She like went from normal conversation to like, oh, well, Mr. Ramsey, I'm extremely sorry if there's been any inconvenience caused. The bins in your area, they're trying to catch up. They should hopefully have them collected by Wednesday morning. And then it was this next thing that she said, which I just thought, someone's had a meeting or someone's came in and went, right, look, we need to change the way we approach talking about the bins. Right. And it was just so fucking unnecessary, but I know some prick somewhere, either on an email chain or in a meeting, is very proud of herself for what came next. She went, so they're going to hopefully have them collected by Wednesday, by the end of the day Wednesday. So if until Wednesday, you could just continue to present your bins by half past seven every morning.
Bins.
I went, sorry, what? She went, just present your bins by half past seven every morning. I went, put them out, you mean? She went, yeah. I went, present, like... I'm a presenter. Presenting. I present stuff. I present the children in India. What am I doing? Tuxedo, wheeling them out.
With them
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the curb, my bins. Bin number one, how are you feeling? Full as fuck? Yeah, I can see the stuff come out the top. Bin number two, how are you feeling? Oh, you hurting because I've been stamping on you? Of course, yeah. Kicked you a couple of times, shout a cunt, didn't I? Sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the bins.
Yeah, we've got two bins. I shouldn't slag anyone off, should I? They'll take a bin away.
Exactly.
In other news, though, what are paying road tax for? Because I went over a pothole the other week and it cost us £130 because I had to get a new wheel.
Yeah.
So that's fucking shit.
Tyre.
Where's all the money go?
Tyre.
Where's all the money go?
Oh.
Listen, get me on my little soapbox.
Oh, here we go. You should be on Loose Women. Is this an audition for Loose Women?
Maybe.
This is pathetic.
No, it's not. But... Wait, I'm sorry, we pay council tax, we pay road tax, we pay all of these things, come out of our wages every single month, and I'm still having to pay excess money because the roads are shit. Why? What's going on? Where's all the money going?
Don't know. Or, just take a page from my book, maybe get better at avoiding the potholes. I just skirt around.
Shouldn't have to happen. Shouldn't have to avoid potholes.
And I blame...
And when it's snowing, where's all the gritters?
Oh, I don't know where they've been.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but what are we paying for? What are we paying for?
Goodness me, all right, man.
No, I'll tell but what I'm I blame. Sorry, what are we fucking paying for? It's bullshit.
I'll tell you what I blame.
What I blame.
You went along that road, you hit that pothole. You probably even saw it, but you just couldn't swerve for it. Me, this guy, Mario Kart for years, someone dropped a banana, I swerve around it. You haven't had enough training on Mario Kart.
Shouldn't have to curb it. It pierced the tyre.
Yeah. Because you drove straight over it like a fool. Got to go around it. Woo! Only thing that you shouldn't be able to dodge is a blue shell. Right?
What's happening? What are you talking about? I'm getting annoyed about the fact that we're paying stuff and stuff
and
isn't
I'm
done.
Trying to calm you down with silliness. Right?
Isn't it horrible being a grown-up, though? Yeah, isn't it horrible that that's now part of my life? Like, I'm sitting whinging about potholes.
Yeah, it's
what
painful.
Have I become?
Painful listening.
Why am I this?
You've become, I'll tell you what you've become. You've become an old political, right?
Yeah.
What else can I use? Has menopausal.
Oh, no. God.
So offensive. Oh, God. I can't believe I said that. Oh, you're just a whinging fucker, is what I'm saying.
Ah, well, I don't like injustice.
Why don't you do what that guy does? Was it a guy in London or somewhere where he was going, whenever there was one guy that called him Wanksy, because on potholes he would spray cocks on them, spray paint cocks on them.
So that they'll get fixed.
And that council had to fix him because there was a cock in the middle of the road.
Well, listen, South Tyneside.
Yeah, you got to get your spray can.
I might start.
How are you
titsy?
Going... Titsy, so you can put a
pair of tits. Yeah.
How are you going to do? So, if you're going to do the cock, how are you going to do the cock? Are you going to do the cock sort of side on with balls underneath, or are you going to do it like Thunderbird 2 with ball either side?
Mm.
Are you going to do spunk coming from the cock?
The spunk might be the pothole.
Great work.
Yeah, first drop.
Right, great. Or there was someone who used to fill them up with cereal.
No.
Milk and cereal.
I don't think that would do much. They wouldn't fix it.
I think when the coronation of the king, didn't they just cover loads of them with sand? They went along the road and filled them all with sand. It's pathetic.
How did that happen?
I think it's water. I think it's the cars going over and stuff, obviously. But I think it's also water going cold and hot. Like the same way rocks break up in a desert.
Okay.
Water gets in, goes cold, expands. Heat, cold, cold. Cars over the top.
There's
friction.
Another thing, flash flooding. That's happening loads.
Oh, God, keep
floods
it light, will you?
Because of the drains.
Keep it light.
Okay, sorry. All right.
Honestly.
If anyone wants to talk to me separately about all of this, I'm happy to.
Rosie's
going to
start
a
new podcast where she just fucking gets on her soapbox and whinges about local government stuff. Honestly, this is like an episode of Parks and Rec.
It's not even local government. It's the whole, it's everywhere. Nice. It's just not fair, Chris.
Okay.
Anyway.
How much council tax do we pay, do you know?
I actually don't know.
Ah, because I do it.
Because you do it, but
so
I know it's
check
a fuck.
Check your privilege.
I know it's a lot.
Yeah, fair enough. It's quite a bit.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Little shout out to everyone who's been to the tour so far. Your beefs have been absolutely outstanding.
Oh, so good.
Especially the young lad and his mam, I think in Wembley. Was it in Wembley?
Yes. About
the last one we read.
Up.
Absolutely unbelievable. Well done, everyone. Especially those two individuals.
Yeah.
If you're coming to any of those shows coming up next week, get your beef sent in.
The link's in my bio. Don't send it to the emails.
Okay.
Put it in the link in the bio.
Okay. Ladies first or gentlemen first?
So I don't know whether to do like a really cutting one that I know we'll probably argue about, or just a light-hearted one. I'm going to go light-hearted because I've been a bit miserable, haven't I? Okay. I'll save the cutting one till next week.
Tell you what, save the cutting one, channel some of that energy into the, I imagine, massive email you're going to send to the council after this.
No, I'm not doing nothing about it.
Oh, no, you'll just piss and moan on you.
Yeah.
Of course.
It'll get back to them. It'll filter through.
Not really. Yeah, I think so. Maybe. Woman on the phone, by the way, when I phoned the council for the bins, couldn't get her head around how nice I was being. Because I imagine people just phone up and be total dicks to them. But what's the point in being dicks? And I was just like, thank you, have a nice day. And she was like, okay. Like, she just couldn't. I remember a traffic warden caught us in Manchester once, and he was busy putting the thing on my car. And I thought, what's the point? You come up and you see people arguing with them. You go, he's already put it through. He's sticking it on the window. I've got it. I went, thanks, mate. I went. If under 14 days, does it go in half? He went, yeah. I went, okay, thank you very much. Have a good day. And he went, bye. Like, he didn't know what was going on.
Sorry. Why are you pretending to be Jesus on the podcast?
Jesus! Now and then.
You're a complete cunt sometimes. Yeah, excuse my language.
Quietly,
no,
to myself.
No, quietly. What about the time when you were on tour and I was on the phone to you? It was late at night. You got back from a gig and you were in a hotel and you'd asked somebody for some milk. No, let me explain. You asked the person on reception for a bowl of spoon and some milk, right?
A bowl of spoon and some milk.
Okay, the guy came to your door. Rightly so, fair enough. It was ridiculous. But he came with a full bowl of milk.
Full to the brim. Right? Full to the brim. Couldn't move.
Shouted at him.
I didn't shout at him.
You weren't very nice whilst I was on the phone here. And I had to say, Chris, apologise to that man because you've been really awful then.
Right.
Don't come on here pretending to be the Messiah saying that you don't get angry at people and you're letting...
Sometimes...
Who are you?
Right, first of all, I am counting two times when I've been nice to people, right? This
only,
is just two.
The only
and
two
the fact
times.
That, the fact that I've only named two of them and you're so angry about it really says I need to have a word with myself, right? Basically, first of all, take it back. I am a nice guy. That's not nice.
You're all... You've...
I'm all right. I'll take all right.
Okay. Right. I'm just throwing this out here.
Right.
Have you become nicer since you've been married to me?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So you'll allow it if you're getting the credit for it?
No, I'm not. I don't need any credit for it. I'm just saying. I'm not.
I'm saying.
You are nicer.
No, what I'm saying is, you've come down to the wrong side of the argument. What I'm trying to point out is, it's actually fun to be incredibly nice in a situation where they're expecting you to kick the fuck off. People have been ringing her all fucking week. Me bins, I pay me council tax. Going on like you. I went, okay, no problem having it. And she was like, I quite enjoy back wrong footing them like that, right? Same with the traffic warden in Manchester. I know exactly where it was. It was outside the fashion shop, old man, Oi Polloi, in the northern quarter. And I was like, thanks, mate. And he was like, he couldn't get his head around it. And all I'm saying is, sometimes it's just nicer. It's just fun to be nice.
Well, but sometimes it's not worth to have conflict. And I know I'm pissing and moaning about it on here, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
Well, yeah, and also, if that Chris Ramsay phoned up and he was a dick, I've always got to live in that world.
I do think they deserve more money.
Yeah, but that's a different point. But what I'm saying is, when I was in that hotel room, I remember exactly where it was. It was in Birmingham. I was on the phone to you. I just got in late. I think you'd been out or something. I don't know what it was. I had cereal in my bag. Don't know how I had cereal in my bag. I just did. So I was like, instead of getting a room service bloody burger or something at midnight, I'll just ask for a bowl and a spoon and some milk. And the man, who I imagine has never eaten, I don't know how you can be this stupid. He was just holding the bowl in his hand. Everyone listening, imagine a bowl, just a cereal bowl. Now imagine that bowl full to the absolute top, like you would fill a pint glass with milk, with a spoon in the bowl of milk. And I opened the door and he just stood with a full, like a joke.
And what did you say?
I went, are you serious? And he went, bowl and milk and spoon. I went, well, yeah, like, I didn't want them. One, how have you not spilt that coming up here?
In his defense, you asked for a bowl full of milk.
Oh, yeah. But to be fair, maybe because it was... you know what? Maybe because it was such an awkward thing to order in the night that they really couldn't charge us for. Maybe he was like, you want a bowl and a spoon of milk, do you? Well,
maybe.
Here you go, you prick.
Maybe, there you go.
But, like, also, I then had to pour the cereal into the milk, which I just found unsettling.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That was me. I looked at him, I went, are you serious? And he went, what? And I went, You've already put the milk in the bowl. And he went, yeah. And I went, all right, thank you. And you...
No, you didn't say it like that. You went, right, thanks. And I said, don't be horrible to him.
You didn't see the bowl. I wish I'd been video calling you. I wish I could have turned you to this. honestly, he was like a circus performer for not spilling that. I don't know how he didn't spill it.
Okay, well, I've been taught to... We've told you, man, I've been taught to be cripplingly kind people.
I've been taught exactly the same, but sometimes when I'm dealt with absolute baffling stupidity,
I disagree.
I just go... Are you fucking serious?
Right, listen, we're going off
piste.
Anyway,
what's your beef, man?
And I know, why have we turned into two grumpy old fuckers?
I don't know. What's your beef?
Me beef with you that you don't know what shoe size you are. And I find that...
Depends on the shoe.
Just to let you all know, I'm getting Chris, he knows, I'm getting him some new boots for Christmas.
Whoa! Yeah. You're getting them?
I am.
You?
What, who else do you think's getting them?
Santa?
He doesn't bring you. You're old now. He doesn't bring. You can't hear that bell.
Old. I am old. Look at these bells. Look at these bags on the eyes.
Yes, just quickly, right? There's this bell on the Christmas tree, and we've told the kids that we can't really hear it.
One of the stupidest things. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever done, by the way.
Why have we done this?
I don't know.
So
why
now
I've done
Robin
this.
Literally puts it to her ear. puts it to her ear, and can you not hear?
It's like torture.
We have to stand going, he knows it loud. Why have we done this?
It's fucking deafening. So him and Rafe pick it up and just shake it non-stop and it's so loud, but we've decided that because we're adults, only children can hear it. And then your mum came around last night and he shook it in your mum's ear and your mum went, ow. And he went, can you hear it? You're not supposed to be able to hear it. And she went, oh. She was short on her feet.
She went,
I'm not your parent though, I'm your grandma, so I can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Every day.
Shakes it in the ear for 5, 10, 15 seconds. And it's horrible. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I did that. Rosie's flashing as her tits because she's drying her eyes on her t-shirt.
sorry that my tits disgust you so much. God.
Didn't say they disgust us, I just said you were flashing them. Look,
You did a face. You literally looked this and went, ugh. Like that, your face just then.
Because you're getting your tits out.
I've got a bra on. Oh, God, yeah. Listen, you better enjoy this podcast while it lasts. Because fuck this shit.
Can I get an HR rep in here now? Just get that.
There's no
again.
HR. Oh, excuse me. Do you want HR?
Yeah.
Hello, HR. Nice to meet you.
She just hid under the desk then stood back up.
Because I'm HR.
Yeah, you're like HR. Might be
Chris doesn't know the size. I said, I'm going to get you some boots for Christmas because he needs some new boots. I went, what size? Yeah, he went, you'll have to go check. I went, that's stupid.
Yeah.
How do you not know what size shoe you are?
So you would rather.
How do you not know what size boot that is?
Because I don't.
How?
Because I don't know. Because it fits us. Because when I bought them, I knew what size it was.
Right.
Oh, again, I think I got them in Oypoloy in Manchester.
Good.
Double mention for that shop now.
What size are they?
I don't know. I'll have tried them on. They're either my size, which is a 9, or they're a size bigger because they're a boot. I don't know.
Can you check and let us know?
You walk past those boots every single day in the hallway. Why have you just spat all your water back in the cup?
I was laughing, I nearly choked.
You walk past those boots and just bend down. Died. Just bend down and look inside the tongue. What's wrong with you? Why have I got to do that? Why have I tell you what, this is like when I had to buy my own birthday cake all over again. Why not just order some new ones?
I tell you what, I'm not fucking getting you any.
Great.
You can shove them up your ass.
I can't because I haven't got any.
Body beef for me. I'm sick of this.
My beef with you is...
Oh, it better not be harsh because this has been a really horrible podcast to record.
So, it hasn't been horrible.
It has.
You've been shouting at the
council. I don't think any of the other couple podcasts argue like we do. This is bad.
It's a big argument one this week. Listen, first of all, we went to the services the other day and I bought a sandwich for after the gig. Yeah. You bought...
If you're going to say that I offered you a crisp sandwich loads of times,
yeah,
you're
you bought. Upset. Yeah. So I just bought like a ham and coleslaw sandwich for after the gig and a pack of crisps. Rosie bought a 6-pack of floury buns or bombs or baps or whatever you are in the country, whatever you want to call them, like what you'd have a burger in, floury ones, buns, and two massive grab bag packets of salt and vinegar Walkers.
Wow.
No butter, no mayonnaise, no salad cream.
No.
And after the gig...
Oh, salad cream would have been nice.
Yeah, well, it would have been a good idea. After the gig, I ate my sandwich. Rosie used the little table in the van, pulled the buns open like a fucking bear and stuffed crisps into them and ate what must have been the driest two crisp sandwiches. Flour, crisps, bread, no moisture whatsoever. ate them fully. Right?
Delicious. Delicious.
Kept offering us them, which was irritating. Kept telling us that I was jealous of them. When literally, when you were talking, there was flour blowing in your ear like you were on fucking House of Dragon, right? Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, you were coughing in that and flour was going everywhere and salt. Then what you did was, the four buns that were remaining, you left them on the table in the van. Uh-huh. And every time our driver, Reese, our tour manager, did a slight turn, they skidded across the table. And I went, put them back in that bag. And you didn't. And then he went around the corner again and they skidded across the table again. And I went, put them in the bag. And then they skidded off. This was the best bit. They skidded off the table and onto the floor next to the bag. And you picked them up and put them back on the table. Uh-huh. And the whole, for about 45 minutes, they just skidded around. And I went, uh-huh, Rosie, will you put them in that fucker? And you finally put them in the bag. You keep putting things on that table. You put a pack of cookies there the other day.
Yeah. Yeah? Do you want to hear something?
What?
I hate working with you. Hang on. No, take working out of that. Take working. Oh. And with. I hate you.
Yeah, I got it.
Why is that such a bad thing?
It's just irritating. And
could you not put them in the bag for us?
It was on your side.
I was busy eating me, Chris.
No, you weren't. You were finished. What? You were sitting on your phone.
The stuff I can't reach.
You did it. You reached it. No problem. It was just, you leave things and they just skid around the table. It's so irritating. Stop it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public. Fucking hell. Hey, we're
guys,
really...
I was going to say sorry. Yeah. Sorry if this has been a really passive-aggressive listen.
No, like... nothing passive about the aggression in this podcast. It's just been aggression. I love you too.
Mum and Dad aren't splitting up.
Fist bump. We still love each other. It's all good. We do love each other.
We just had a lot of time together.
Do you know what I think's feeling the argument? How hot this room is?
It's really hot in here. It's really unsettling. What temperature is it outside? Hang on.
Yeah, it's all hot.
Do you want to know what temperature it is outside? What? That's London. We're not in London. Where are we? Home. Oh, I can't. I've got no signal.
Brilliant.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is great.
This is awful. Weather unavailable. Hang on. Come on. It's 3 degrees.
3 degrees outside.
3 degrees.
And it must be 35 degrees in this room.
Oh, Jesus.
It's painful. I've took my socks and shoes off.
Oh,
I put a t-shirt on.
Good idea.
Eee, gosh.
Let's
get some lovely questions from the public in and let's try and end out this podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's try not to argue again, right? For the rest of this podcast. Okay. We're very sorry, everyone, that you've had to listen to Mum and Dad argue, and we're sorry. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedinaudit@gmail.com.
Now, this one here. I don't know if it's true. It's
I can't take it anymore. Will you fuck off? Sorry, I had to argue again.
Stop. It's a bit far-fetched, but then part of us is like, it could be true. I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to see what you think, all right?
Okay.
Hi, both. I'm an avid listener of the podcast. I'm currently on episode 28, so I have a lot of catching up to do.
Crikey.
My old DPD driver, told me a story about one of his old customers, and I thought I had to share. Big up DPD, by the way. I get a lot of stuff on DPD, and it's very reliable.
They text you in that, don't they?
Yeah, it's just a good, a lot of emails, bit too many emails. If I had to say something, bit too many emails.
Didn't have to. You were just going to give them a random shout-out, but then it turned into a bit of constructive criticism. Okay. Are you doing that thing with DPD where you sandwich two compliments with a bit of constructive criticism in the middle?
I think so.
Big up DPD. I get a lot of stuff from you. A bit too many emails. Lovely colour van.
Sorry, I hate myself. I actually hate myself. a customer of his in Boston, Lincolnshire, didn't know
this
somewhere.
You did.
Did I?
You did. We've talked about this before.
Done this one before?
No, but there's a Boston in England. We've been over this before.
Maybe I've done this one.
Read it and I'll tell
right,
you.
Right, okay. Was once awoken in the morning by a knock on the door. While he was half asleep, he got up and went to run downstairs to the door. He tripped on the step and ended up putting his fist through the glass in the door.
Good God.
After coming home from A&E many hours later, arm bandaged up, he sat on the toilet, trying to chill out, smoked a woodbine on the toilet.
Jesus.
Have you done this before?
I don't think you have.
When he finished it, he threw it in the toilet. He didn't realise that his wife had bleached the toilet and had sent a flame to his arse.
Oh my God!
With a bandaged arm and second degree arse burns, an ambulance was called. As he was put on the stretcher and being carried downstairs, he told them of the day he had had. The paramedics laughed that much that they dropped him and he fell down the stairs and broke his leg.
Fuck off! No way! That's no way!
Is that true?
That's
Is he fucking Mr. Bump?
I don't know.
Is he the old? Can you remember the old guy on the Fast Show? Oh bugger! Where like loads of terrible things would happen to him in one go.
I can't remember much of the Fast Show. You keep quoting the Fast Show, and I can't remember it as much. Is that the one that was milk in milk brilliant?
Yeah.
I think that's the only bit I remember of that.
Is
that true?
They might have just been laughing, like, and not dropped him. Do you know what I mean? They might have just laughed.
Yeah.
But how bad is your arse burn that the paramedics have to come and put you on a stretcher?
Well, pretty bad, clearly.
Jeez,
who's putting their tab ends down the sink?
Who's smoking
down
the toilet?
Listen.
Is there still? Do I live in a? I imagine everyone's wife makes them go outside to smoke, unless she smokes as well.
No. Do you not remember back in the day, man? People had yellow walls.
I remember my friend's house. His mum and dad smoked so much. Me and the lads used to go in the living room and move the pictures, and behind the pictures the walls were white.
Yeah,
because the rest of the wall was
back
cream.
In the day. Do you remember smoking, man? Back in the day.
Yeah.
My friends, I don't remember. My friends' parents used to smoke, and I remember the smell of smoke in the house. Mm-hmm. But I just always remember being really fucking cold because they always had the back door open, having a tab in the winter.
Right. Okay.
And it wasn't so much the smell of smoke or smoke. It was just
coldness.
Jesus. Because it was just like an escape. Anyway,
I remember once I was outside. I don't know if I told you this before. I was outside walking along with my mates at kind of like 15, 14, hanging on the streets phase.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was smoking, right? And I was walking along next to him and he was smoking. And I went home and I opened the front door and I walked and I popped my head in the living room door to say hi to my mum and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking, my head must have been in the room for 3 seconds. And my mum went... Who's been smoking? And I was like, holy shit, I better not ever smoke because she will spot this a mile.
Oh, my mum was like a fucking Labrador.
Unreal, man.
Swear to God. Tell you, I used to, well, I've said it loads, man. I swear I wrote it in the book.
Molest that garlic plant,
the garlic plant
street.
On King George Road. Yeah, yeah. Going home, I used to rub my fingers in garlic because my mum used to make it.
And can you imagine them making a nice bolognese and going, why does this taste like Lambert and Butler?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Lambert and Butler? Kidding. Oh. Do you think I was rich? You used to smoke Super Kings.
Pathetic.
They lasted longer.
Loser. Not cool. Loser.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey guys, got an ick for you. My partner surprised me with new trainers yesterday.
That's not the ick.
No.
Okay.
As I tried them on, he asked, do they fit? They're a size 4. Usually I'm between 3 and 4. And as I went to answer...
Sorry. Usually she's what?
Between 3 and 4.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Between sizes. Mm-hmm. So doesn't have a... standard size that you could just tell someone, see if they were buying her a present.
Yes, but I imagine that if she had a pair of shoes that somebody wanted to replicate because she'd had them for a long time, she would know what size they were.
Ting, 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 ting.
Never do that again. That is disgusting.
We're arguing again, I'm so sorry.
Ring, ting, ting, ting.
Ring, ting, 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 ting. Do you not like that? I might make that a thing around the house now.
No, because Robin
will be fully
Robin
on board
would
with
love
that.
Robin would love that.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so usually I'm between 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went to answer, he bent down and felt for my toe. Just like I do to my child. That's awful, that, like. That is horrible. I wouldn't
stand
like
up,
that.
Stand up, start right. Foot right to the back. Right, wiggle your toes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, looks up at someone who isn't there. Yeah, she's got a lot of room in them. Yeah, definitely should go into them.
I do them to the kids, you know, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're just feeling for a bit of give and you're just feeling for a bit of space, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mate Steph, do you know this about Steph? She used to work at Clarks.
What?
In Shields. Yeah.
Right.
So she knows how to do the kids' feet thing.
Right. But did she work their machine? Was she when it was the machine or was she when it's just the little measuring tape for the feet?
She was the measuring tape. It was years ago.
Right. So you put the tape. No, the machine was years ago. Can you not remember the machine?
Oh.
Can you not? I've got, honestly, vivid memories of the
machine. I loved going to Clarks. It was like the best thing in the world.
So anyone who doesn't know about the Clarks machine, so King Street, South Shields, back in the day in the 90s, it must have been in Clarks all over the country.
Yeah. Reminders.
So it was just a big, flat.
The block.
Block that you stood on with a hole in it. And you put your foot in the hole, and the hole was only a couple of inches deep. Mm-hmm. And you put your foot in the hole, and it was metal on the bottom, and you put it down. And the sides and the top came in.
Yeah.
And they came in and stopped when they touched your feet. It was robotic, I'm telling you. They pressed go, and it came in, and it stopped as it touched your feet. And it was like, look on the screen, right, that's what size it is. Now they do it with a little tape around the back and around the front. It was a full-on massive machine. It was like...
I don't remember.
It looked like a large, like, can you remember when gyms used to have scales that you had to pay for?
Yes.
It looked
and
like
one of
them.
And you'd get your BMI in that.
Yeah, yeah. So it looked like one of them. Mm. And you'd put your foot in it and the metal would come in from the side. And I remember always thinking, what if this crushes
it's
me
gonna
foot?
Crush me. Well, shock you.
So did Steph get to use that?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Mm. That was great.
But she's good at doing the toe things. Right, I've asked her a couple of times.
Everyone's got to do the toe thing. You just press and see if there's space.
No, but she's been trained. She'll have had a course in that.
Oh, fuck me.
She will have.
Great. But how many years at uni for that?
Just probably a day. Probably a little course.
Not even a day. Just a, is there space? There's space.
Yeah.
I'm not having it.
Do you know I went for a job at Holland and Barrett? I got the job, actually. I didn't take it on.
Why?
Fuck me. You had to, it was really intense.
Really?
Like, one down from a pharmacist.
You got accepted to a job that is one down from a pharmacist.
Not basic, but you had to go on loads of courses. To work at Holland and Barrett, right? Big up Holland and Barrett. Mm. Intense as fuck. Because you had to know about all of the stuff. Like all of the medicines and everything.
All your cod liver oils really, and your milk thistles and that.
Really intense.
Really?
And I didn't take the job.
That's a good point though. But I remember the last time I was in a Holland and Barrett, it was when I was doing Strictly. It was to buy some CBD oil because I was like wired after a show trying to get sleep. The lady went, can I help you with anything? And I went, yeah, CBD. And she went, we're not allowed to help with that. And she just walked off behind the counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they weren't allowed to help with it. I don't know if that's changed now, but originally when they first got CBD and they weren't allowed to help with it. It's weak as piss, the stuff in Holland Barrett anyway. You got to get the good stuff online.
Yeah. But yeah, very intense. And I didn't take the job and I went and worked at Dorothy Perkins instead because I thought, it's going to be easier. Just wanted a bit of extra cash.
Was it not better pay at Holland and Barrett than it was at Dorothy Perkins?
I don't remember.
Right, okay.
Might have been River Island. It was one of them. Do you remember back in the day when you could just go to a shop and hand your CV in?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, if they liked you, you'd get a job.
I don't know if that's still a thing, but little trick, stick a photo on a CV.
Why?
Because they always want a photo, but they're not allowed to ask for a photo.
Oh.
That's what I used to do. Just put a little passport photo on the top.
That's
just
clever.
Looking smart and smiling.
Yeah.
Just because they can't. I remember my manager at Allsports saying, great to put a photo on because everyone wants to see a photo, but you're not allowed to ask for a photo because you could discriminate because of what someone looks like. But if you just stick a photo on,
you can see if someone's got kind eyes.
Kind eyes, trust and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe a sexy wink. Or a sexy wink in there? Get the job.
Yeah.
Or even just for Holland and Barrett, just like, you know, oh, look at their eyes. They're glowing. They must take that cod liver oil.
She's
hired.
On a vitamin D, so. Babadoo, 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 ba. Got another ick, but I just thought this was funny. Hi,
I loved that shoe one.
Yeah,
loved that shoe one.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. They were at Glasgow actually.
Hey.
We're coming to your show tonight. First trial free night. Hope you had a good night. Buzzing out my tits for a night away until got the hotel room, only to notice that my husband has written his name on his jacket like he is starting his first day at school. They sent a picture as well.
Oh.
And it was his full name.
Block at the doors.
On the little tag inside of his jacket. And he's a grown man.
That's great.
Why would you do that? Why would you write your name on your clothes?
It's a man who's lost a jacket. That's a man who's lost a jacket. I guarantee you, he either goes and plays squash at the gym or goes to the golf club and leaves his jacket and someone's picked up his jacket. We've had a jacket in our cupboard for years.
Whose?
Don't know whose it is.
Which Paul, one?
Paul Smith. It's a Paul Smith waterproof jacket. We've had it in our... Someone
it's
left it
yours.
After a party hours. Not mine. Someone left it after a party hours. I've had it for years.
Well,
years,
surely.
I don't know whose it is.
Isn't Paul Smith quite expensive? Someone's probably really missing that.
Clearly not.
Someone's is it one of your mates?
Don't know. No one's ever come for it.
Have I had an affair?
Possibly.
Can't remember.
Maybe that.
Wow. Oh, I don't know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I have a poo story to tell you about my girlfriend and her sister. Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shag, married, and shit. Well done. Nice.
I'm getting better at me a little bit at the end.
We've been doing that again on tour and it feels
so
good.
So fun.
When like 11,000 people
sing
tonight,
that stupid song.
14,000 people are singing back to you. It's pretty
crazy.
Cool. Hey, Chris and Rosie. Sorry, I have a poo story. We were drinking in a pub one night with her family when my girlfriend and her sister left to use the toilet. They were gone for quite a while. They eventually came back laughing, and when asked what they were laughing at, they told us that my girlfriend did a poo so big that it wouldn't flush. There was luckily a reed diffuser in the bathroom.
No. Oh, no. God.
And my girlfriend's sister decided it would be a good idea to cut up the poo with one of the diffusers so it would flush.
Hacked it up.
The whole family was disgusted.
Why is it a two-man job here? Why are they both going and doing this?
Just helping. They are now known as the Incense Sisters. And they were at Wembley.
Angelica, Eliza,
and Chitty.
The Incense Sisters. A Hamilton reference there.
Oh, well done.
Hey, well done, me.
We have incest sisters.
I hope they hide it away though and didn't just put it back in the reed diffuser. That would have been that's the worst.
That's
going to
be the worst
that.
Smelling toilet in Britain.
Oh, God. Oh, that's made me. Oh, no.
Yakety poo. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network. Sorry for being a bit fighty.
We have been a bit fighty. We're actually having separate nights, aren't we? We haven't even mentioned that. The fact that now on a night, when we're home, because we spend so much time together on tour, you go up to bed with the kids and I sit downstairs and watch your telly and you sit upstairs and watch your iPad and we basically don't speak for the entire night.
It works for us.
It works really well. I love it, me. It's great. I get the sitting room myself. I tied you all the toys away. It's been bloody lovely. Nice. You'd think I'd be in a better mood, but I'm not. I'm still ready to argue with you all the time. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to get in touch, it's shagmaridannoyed@gmail.com and we'll be back in the years next week. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.